Well, the election, not over yet. And joining us this morning with his perspective is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good night. I don't know where I am, but I'm with you.
So,
go ahead, Dan. Well, I think right off the bat, we make a correction last night on the county commissioner's race. We had, we thought we had Mr. Reardon finishing second, but that's not the case, and we apologize, but you can call the winners for that county commissioner's, one Democrat and one Republican.
All right. So overall, though, what are your thoughts on this race as it's continuing to unfold right now?
I hate to say it, but I hope not, but the presidential thing looks like it'll end up in court, which I think is unfortunate with these mail-in votes, but that's the way it looks. And I would think that former Vice President Biden has a chance to pick up Pennsylvania, Michigan and Wisconsin, and that should give him the 270. But I thought it would be more of a win for the former vice president. However, it looks like the Republicans will hold on to the Senate, and there's two Georgia seats that will probably be runoffs. But I think the Republicans will hold on to the Senate and pick up four seats in the House, though the Democrats will still hold the House of Representatives.
Now, this was an interesting race because, once again, the polling seemed to be almost pretty certain how this was going to go, and yet here we are once again wondering how this is going to turn out the next day.
Yeah, Quinnipiac had a bad year in their polling, so I would tend to believe that somebody will have to look at something different, especially with these mailing votes. It looks like those who mailed it in and voted early were heavy for the Democrat, but the people who showed up voted big Republican. So right now, the electoral count, Biden 238 and Trump 213. But the states that are out there leaning probably will go for the Democrats.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
And let's keep our eye on question two on the ballot. They haven't called that one yet.
All righty. We will certainly do that. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.